School varsity basketball is on the air. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drug Store. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burroughs in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burroughs, and welcome to Merrill Girls basketball coverage right here on WJMT and WJMTFM.com as your Merrill Blue Jay girls on the road in Lakeland last week broke the Thunderbirds 41 game conference win streak with an impressive 60-46 victory. And tonight they come up against the 2-2 Northland Pines Eagles, and let me tell you, that has been an up and down season for the Eagles, and we'll be back after this break to tell you more about it from the Westside Market broadcast booth and the American pregame show. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Set your children up for success with a comprehensive eye exam with Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist. Now booking 3 months in advance, call 536-2020 for your appointment. Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist, has over 20 years of experience in eye care, located just a block and a half west of the courthouse in Merrill. Good luck, Blue Jays.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio-video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Arby's in Merrill now has the new deep-fried turkey gobbler sandwich. Sink your taste buds into a quarter pound of thick sliced deep-fried turkey topped with Big Eye Swiss, then piled high with crispy onion, stuffing, cranberry spread, and mayo. It's like having an entire holiday feast served up on a toasted sub bun. Stop in today for a turkey gobbler sandwich or a deep-fried turkey club for a limited time only at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
And welcome back to the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Attleboro. Pleased to be bringing you the action right here on WJMT. WJMTFM.com. Clock is running for the girls' JV game as the Blue Jays are up 59-16 over Northland Pines. And Northland Pines has had some interesting results. They went on the road, or I should say opened up at home, with a 54-5. Yes, that's right. 54-5 victory over Mercer. Went on the road, or also at home for Northland Pines, losing to Three Lakes Phelps, a co-op team, 51-32, and Ashland for a convincing 75-26 win. And then at home against Antigo, so three of their first four on the road, they dropped a heartbreaker, 51-49. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you about that win on Tuesday night in Lakeland. You're listening to the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth, right here on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student-athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student-athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers.
Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Medal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Oliveris, pleased to be bringing you Merrill Blue Jay Girls Basketball Parents Night tonight. So we got a little extra time in our pregame show. Quick look for those of you following the NBA. Coach Doc Rivers says the Milwaukee Bucks will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for as much as 4 weeks with that calf injury following the MRI. So that will lead to all sorts of speculation about what the Bucks will or won't do, as they will be hard-pressed to maintain any position near even the play-in in the NBA's Eastern Conference. But here tonight, we have got, it was a barn burner. The barn burned down, the shed burned down, the outhouse had fires licking around it and got very, very hot, as your Blue Jay girls down 24-21 at the half at Lakeland with the Thunderbirds, as I told you earlier, on a 41-game Great Northern Conference winning streak. Now, they graduated 8 players, as we talked to Matt Thompson from Country Radio up in Minocqua, used to be with me on the Den, and he said, yeah, this is a year. They graduated 8 seniors. They're now 0-4, but in the first half, their post player, Evenhouse, had 17 players. In the second half, she moved out high, and even though Grace Lee, Gentle Hull, was giving up 4 to 6 inches on Evenhouse, Evenhouse only had in the second half 3 points, as I recall, taking a look at that right now. In the second half, check that, 7. She was 13 at the half, not 17, and 20 for the game, and it's now NBB, nothing but backbone, as Grace Lee, 13 points, 3 threes, including 2 that would have made Michael Jordan and Larry Bird envious, nothing but backboard. NBB, nothing but backboard. In addition to that, when you take a look at all that is going on with the rest of the Blue Jays, Kira Clairvaux, the younger half of the KNK kids, Kayla the senior, Kira the freshman, rolled an ankle in the first half. I mean, we'd already seen Grace Lee Hull roll one in the first game against Chippewa Falls that led to that loss, and certainly was not available against Wausau West. Came back as we take a look at the schedule after that heartbreaking loss here in Maryland, the tournament 60-29 to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. And of course, then the game against Ashland. I mean, I saw on the internet, it was reported, you want to know, everything on the internet is not believable. I showed AD Chris Hahn that it said that Merrill on the 25th of November beat the Ashland Ore Dockers 75-21. Well, the problem is the game was snowed out. It didn't happen. So as a result, the Blue Jays indeed are 1-3. Downtown did not make another mistake, but 1-0 in the Great Northern Conference. Now, it doesn't get any easier for Lakeland. They go down to play Mosinee tonight, but that's where the Blue Jay girls will be next week when they come against on Thursday night, the 11th. And we can't cover that one because this coming week we've got boys hockey at the MAC against Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday, wrestling Thursday in Rhinelander, and it is confirmed the Big D will be coming back again for another year, making those wrong road trips. Our road trips are to Rhinelander, Tomahawk, and Medford for wrestling. So Big D, thank you for making the sacrifice. But next week it will be hockey on Tuesday, wrestling on Thursday, and boys basketball right back here in Merrill on Friday. But back to Tuesday night. late in the game, the Blue Jay girls did their very, very best to keep the Thunderbirds out of the lane. It was a game where the officiating was sparse, and there was a lot of physical play that wasn't called. But the Blue Jay girls in that second half, Hull had three threes and a two. Jurovic, a three and a two. Ryman, a three and a two. And Darby Bunnell, the freshman, who ended up with 14 points, leading scorer. She had two threes in the first half, a three, a two, and three out of four from the Aspirus Health free throw line. So the Blue Jays last Tuesday, this past Tuesday, nine twos, 10 threes, four of 10 from the free throw line. And that is where, as we hear the horn and the girls are going out for their 15-minute warm-up, that is where the Blue Jays excelled, beyond the arc. And that's where Coach Jay, Julian Hennig, I tell you, the life that is coming back to the Blue Jays is exceptional. It's a year that could be looked at as rebuilding, but as I was talking to a very reliable source who's well-versed on Great Northern Conference action, we could be looking at eight conference wins for the Blue Jays, which would be a tremendous, tremendous effort. So the bottom line is right now that the Blue Jays, 1-0 in conference, pretty much everybody is in health. Kira says the ankle is ready to go, so the K&K kids should be ready. Grace Lee is ready for nothing but backboard. And the rest of the squad, they are looking sharp tonight. We're going to take another quick break and back with more of the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. After this, you're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill. Your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
We'll be right back. Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side. And if you're looking for Jeff, he's probably at the crusher.
And welcome back to the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market broadcast booth, downtown Attleboro's. Getting ready for tip-off in about 10 minutes. Blue Jay girls will be going from north to south, right to left as you watch your radio in the first half. Keys to this game, obviously, with the Northland Pines team that can put the ball in the hoop. I mean, when you take a look at their record, it's 2-2, but they had a very lopsided win by 49 points at home against Mercer, and a very, very sound 49-point win against Ashland on the road. Where they've run into some challenges is in the lower scoring games, where they could only put 49 up against Antigo, and that was on Tuesday night. And last week, when everybody was snowed out here in Northland Pines, they dropped it by 21 to a co-op team from Three Lakes and Phelps. So this will be for them their second game in conference. They're 0-1, having lost to the Red Robins by 2. The Blue Jays 1-0, having beaten the Thunderbirds on the road by 4. So we should have a real fine matchup here tonight. We'll be back with more of our American Pregame Show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location, saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
And welcome back to the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs, pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay Girls Basketball right here on WJMT, WJMTFM.com. And in related sports news from the AD, Merrill Blue Jay coach Jason Wodzinski has been selected for the state all-star game as an assistant coach. What an honor for the Blue Jays head coach. And this coming week on Tuesday, we'll be at the MAC as Wisconsin Rapids comes for Wisconsin Valley Conference action with your EMU Blue Jacks. Thursday, we'll make that journey, the Big D and me, up to Rhinelander for the first dual meet. And just so you know, this year, we've got five dual meets to cover in wrestling. Friday, January 9th, then the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of January. So that gives us five boys dual meets. But on the 3rd of February, from Prairie River Middle School, it will be the dual meet for the girls, our first coverage of dual meet girls action between the Rhinelander Hodags and your Blue Jay girl wrestlers. And that night, that's doubleheader night on a Tuesday. We're going to hustle over then as, full disclosure, I teach in Shawano, the Shawano Hawks are coming to play the Merrill Blue Jays. So we're going to have a girls wrestling, boys basketball doubleheader. Mark that one on your calendar right here on WJMT and WJMT.com. Taking a quick look at the roster for the visiting Northland Pines Eagles. They've got two freshmen, Addie Thompson and Owe Nunlongamundala. And if I'm mispronouncing it, I hope someone will correct me. It is a name that I haven't got a pronunciation guide for. So, Owe, if I am mispronouncing your name, if anybody's hearing this, you know how to get a hold of me. Text me. Two freshmen, one sophomore, and that's Tatum Meyer. Juniors, five juniors, and that's Aubrey White, Morgan Nyman, Riley Darr, Natalie Cohn, and Cadence Brost. And then two seniors, Rin Darr and Aubrey Davis. So that's a quick look around the rosters. The Blue Jays, of course, Fargi Kiskowski's one of the seniors, along with Mariah Hulse, Kayla Clairvaux, Brenna Chirovic, Maya Gropp, and Gracely Gentle Hull, who was the heroine of the game on Tuesday night. From now on, it's NBB for Grace Lee, nothing but backboards. And then the one junior is Grace Ryman, who's been playing since as a freshman, and sophomore-wise, three sophomores, Carly Robin, J.C. Lyon, who's coming back from that ankle injury, and Ava Schultz. And both Robin and Schultz have had some very important backup minutes for the Blue Jays early in this 1-3 campaign. And finally, the two freshmen, Darby Bunnell, who's had some very good time at the point and off guard, and of course, Kira Clairvaux, half of the KNK kids, the Twin Towers, and she says her ankle is ready to go tonight. She came back for a couple of key minutes late in the game, but you could tell that she wasn't anywhere near 100%, but what a game effort from the freshmen. We're going to take another break, and then we will be back with the opening tip-off from the Merrill High School gym, Northland Pine Girls, Merrill Blue Jay Girls Basketball. The American Pregame Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth right here on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Set your children up for success with a comprehensive eye exam with Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist. Now booking 3 months in advance, call 536-2020 for your appointment. Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist, has over 20 years of experience in eye care, located just a block and a half west of the courthouse in Merrill. Good luck, Blue Jays.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m., Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio-video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Arby's in Merrill now has the new deep-fried turkey gobbler sandwich. Sink your taste buds into a quarter pound of thick sliced deep-fried turkey topped with Big Eye Swiss, then piled high with crispy onion, stuffing, cranberry spread, and mayo. It's like having an entire holiday feast served up on a toasted sub bun. Stop in today for a turkey gobbler sandwich or a deep-fried turkey club for a limited time only at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
And welcome back to the West Side Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs, and we are ready following the national anthem for the introductions of the starters. And Northland Pines Eagles. And coming in for them is junior Riley Dar, Rin Dar the senior, and Natalie Kahn, and Aubrey Let's see that. Aubrey Davis. And so we got a couple changes here in the roster. And now for your Merrill Blue Jays. And there's Farji Kiskowski in the backcourt. Grace Ryman in the backcourt. And coming into forecourt now, it's Kayla Clairvaux, the senior, half of the K&K kids. And Brenna Jurovic, who pounds that pill with authority. And the last starter is Grace Lee. Nothing but backboard, Gentle Hull. So the Blue Jays, same starters as we saw Tuesday night. Checking to see who the fifth starter is for the Northland Pines Eagles. And that's Tatum Meyer who's out there. And Aubrey Davis, I believe, as well for the Northland Pines Eagles jumping center. Grace Ryman, the Eagles win the tap. Moving from left to right. Ryland Dar moving the perimeter right now. Blue Jays man-to-man. Ooh, push underneath by the Blue Jays. They let it go. Oh, there they caught the baseline or sideline there right in front of the official. If that first one is going to be any indication, they're going to let them play again tonight, and that's always a dangerous thing going both ways. So Northland Pines turns it over after the missed shot. First, Kiskowski to Ryman, just inside the volleyball line, 26 out. Right wing, Jurovic back to Ryman, Kiskowski. There's Ryman's three off the front of the rim. Northland Pines lets it go out of bounds. So the other one in is Cadence Brost. I apologize, not Aubrey Davis. So Brost is down with Cohn in the low post. Cohn comes high, down low, trying to cut across, ball up and getting the roll. It wasn't artistic, but Cohn gets the success. Ryman dribbles through the pressure without much difficulty, kicks it out. Jurovic for three, off the rim short, but it was straight. That's the good thing. Rebound comes down to Tatum Meyer. Drar drives, and there, oh my. That's two the Blue Jays got away with. They said that one was deflected, but that was across the arm. So we keep an eye on the officials to see how it's going to be called. Nice double screen high by the Eagles. There's a jumper left side, short. Rebound comes down to Jurovic, gets it to Ryman. Ryman's got a elastic knee brace left side. There's Grace Lee. Oh, she just overshot it a little on the backboard. So Blue Jays 0 for the first 16:30, and there's a turnover on a pass that ends up on the Northland Pines bench. Pines again lost 59-16 in the JV game. It was 38-7 at the half. Ryman gets the inbounds from Kiskowski just in front of the Pines bench. 16-23 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Oh, Ryman gets picked by Dar. Dar goes and lays it up and in. Riley Dar. Ryman rolled into the pick. Oh, there's another interception on the full court press. Kicked out. There's a two-point shot. In and out. Blue Jays come down with it. And they're saying that Kiskowski rolled into the across the end line. So the Blue Jays down 4-0 here. 16:01 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock in the first period. There's turnaround jumper. No good. Underneath. Lost by Dar. And that one was off the hands of Riley, the junior. And the Blue Jays are taking a timeout. We will as well. 15:57 left in the first. Northland Pines 4, Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
And back to live action. Another turnover after the timeout. Pines has it, drives the lane, puts it down off the glass is Tatum Meyer, and that makes it 6-0 Pines. Bunnell's getting the warm-up off, and now it's lost. But the Blue Jays maintain possession. So the turnovers on the full court press. And if we had Dr. T here, he'd be reminding us about the importance of that first 4 minutes. Grace Lee Hull heads out right now. They've got to get a little more ball handling. She's not happy. She had the best game of her career. Bunnell's out there now with Ryman. To Kiskowski left wing. Can't get it down to Clairvaux. If they're not going to call it, that's going to be tough on Kayla, just as it was Tuesday night. There's Kiskowski. Oh, she tries to dribble around, does a nice job. Kayla gets shut off driving from the wing. There it is, Jurovic, no foul. Rebound comes down to Northland Pines, picking it up there is Meyer. Pounds it down low, oh, a little mess up. Rebound, it was a layup that was off of the hands of Cohn. Blue Jays down 6-0, 14:52. And now we finally get a call up high. That's going to be Riley Darr, the junior. First personal, first team foul. Blue Jays will inbound just in front of the Pines bench to Bunnell. Bunnell's at the point. Gets it to Jurovic, extended wing. Oh, there it is, Kiskowski. Yes, give and go, Kiskowski with two from Jurovic. 6-2 now, 14:38. Eagles up against man-to-man down low again. Oh, struggling with the low post. Oh my. And now the foul is called on Bunnell. Kayla had her tied up. Kayla had her tied up, and again, no whistle. That's going to be Bunnell's first, team's first, and going to the free throw line. Makes the first is Cohn. She's got three. 7-2 Northland Pines. Puts up the second and down. Two pretty free throws. 8-2. Full court press again. Jurovic tries to get it to Bunnell. Nice screen. Gets Bunnell across the 10-second line. Bunnell for three. No good. And it goes out of bounds. So that's four long shots, a three, three threes and a two, all off the rim. Bringing it up is Darr. Gets it to Meyer, there goes in the lane. Nice knock away clean. Oh, there's a steal going back. And off the glass, in and out, no good. Kiskowski gets the rebound, so the Blue Jays got the rebound and lost it trying to clear the backcourt. Bunnell, oh, there was justifiable. Goodness gracious me. Riley Darr, second personal, second team. And checking in quickly. Here comes the other half of the K&K kids. Kira's checking in. Aubrey White for Pines as Riley Darr goes down. Second personal, second team. Kiskowski goes out. So now we've got Bunnell, Ryman, the K&K kids, and Jurovic. Bunnell. Set high screen by Clairvaux. Clairvaux steps out high. Back to Bunnell. Screens. Bunnell, Jurovic. Down to Kira. Nice move. Pretty play. And down. The K&K Act with Kira. 8-4. A nice baseline drive. And I'll tell you, that was a fine move by Cone. She went under the basket, had it knocked away. It'll be baseline left for Pines. They're going to line it up on the foul line and kick it out is Bros. Bros for three. That makes it 11-4. Again, Clairvaux breaks the press, gets it to Jurovic. Jurovic to Bro, to Bunnell. Bunnell misses the three. A good open look, just a little strong. Pines pounds the pavement. Brost almost looks for another three. Out, driving, off the glass. And down again is Cone. She's got six. It's 13-4, Northland Pines. Inbound to Ryman. Ryman to Bunnell. Breaks the press, but can't get anybody free down low. Knocked away. No, they're saying it didn't go off any hands. So Bunnell with the turnover. 12:28 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games. First half clock, 13-4. Pines, aggressive defense, gotten the turnovers in the backcourt. Now down low, up, and now they're calling the foul, and I think that's going to be on Bunnell. If it is, it's her second. Let's see. Yes, it's going to be on Bunnell. Second personal, second team. Coach Jay looking for a combination that works offensively, and there's the shot, and putting it down is Addie Thompson. So free for three from the free throw line. Schultz checks in, 4 for 4. And that makes it 14-4, Northland Pines. Schultz checks in, and Bunnell has to check out with those two personals. Ryman, very nice. Clairvaux holds the pivot foot. Ryman gets across. She's got White. It's deflected, and Clairvaux's got it. Clairvaux thought it was going down the other way, but it was deflected by Aubrey White. Near side, Ryman underneath to Clairvaux. Puts it up. No good, too strong. Tries to get the rebound down. She does to Jurovic. Jurovic puts it off the glass and down. Pretty play, and that makes it 15-6. Thompson down on the left side. Brost up against Clairvaux. No good. Jurovic looking to get it to Ryman, which she does. Ryman gets in the corner, gets it into the forecourt. Oh, she threw it away, tried to get it to Kira. Blue Jays having trouble with the full court press. Thompson starts to drive. Blocked by Ryman. Cleanest block we've had tonight. Thompson gets it back, though. Running the weave. Left side, corner, three. And burying it. And that is Cone. She has 9 of the 18 points. Ryman tries to dribble through traffic. Gets it to Schultz. Schultz trying to not get caught in the corner. She's going end to end. No good. Kiara gets it down. No good. Rebound. No good. Three. Oh, my. Schultz. Kira and Schultz again, and the Blue Jays can't find it. The rim gods are unkind tonight. Nice steal by Jurovic on a deflected pass to Ryman. Ryman ahead, Schultz, and Schultz puts it down. Ryman called for it and laid it down there. 18-8, Pines takes a timeout. We will as well. 10:34 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Greenlawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Simply Stitched and Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched and Tomahawk on Main Street.
And welcome back to the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. Northland Pines defense has been given the Blue Jays fit, and they have got enough height to match the Blue Jays in the low post, and they've been putting that ball down. But the big move has been 9 points from Conan, and she has two of the 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Pines moves it up quickly. Dribbling down, puts it up. No go! Oh, yes! Dar Riley puts down her sec. 20-8, Northland Pines. Schultz and Kira are in the low post. Jurovic. Back to Ryman. Ryman goes to Schultz. Schultz thinks about it. Gets it to Kira. Back to Grace Ryman. Ryman starts to drive. Shut off. Gets it to Schultz. Down to Kayla. Kayla wants to get it to Kira. Can't do it. Now she tries. Oh, she tried to force it in. Northland Pines cut the passing lanes. 9:44 on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. 28, Pines down, give and go. Oh! Off the glass and putting it down. A running one-hander, and that's 4 for Meyer. Blue Jays down 22-8. Kira gets it. Kicks it out to Schultz. Schultz for 3. Oh, that one was just a little flat and came down short from the right baseline. And there it is. Going for the layup. Another shot. Third shot. Putting it down is Dar. And the Blue Jays are taking a timeout. 24-8, 9:07 left in the first. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
The Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays!
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
And welcome back to the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. Downtown Ollie Burroughs, pleased to be bringing the action right here on WJMT and WJMTFM.com. Don't forget, hockey from the MAC on Tuesday, wrestling from Rhinelander Thursday, and boys basketball back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse on Friday. Schultz, left wing, Gentile Hull back in, picks up the dribble, goes cross-court to Ryman, nice cross-court pass. Grace, too strong off the glass. Kira gets it back. Schultz for 3. No good. Kira gets the rebound again. Out to Kayla. Kayla for 3. No good. Schultz saves it, but back into the hands of Northland Pines. But the lead pass is too far from Brost to Cohn. And so the Blue Jays get it back. 8:35 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays down 24-8. Gentile Hull out to Ryman. Over to Schultz. Got the Twin Towers in there. Kira drives, puts it up, and down! It should have been an and one, but Kira's got 4. Blue Jays 24-10. Dribbling, kicking it out. Cross court, cutting. Brost off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down, knocked off of one of the Northland Pines players, and the Blue Jays get it back. Schultz inbounds it to Ryman. Now Wanga da Mata is about to come in. Ball's knocked away, and she's coming in. And again, for this young lady, I apologize. I have no pronunciation guide. She's going to be playing in the low post area. Owe Nglong Mandela is the best I can say. Kira gets it covered by three. Ryman for a three-pointer. Nothing but the bottom of the net. It's an Arby's three-pointer for Grace Ryman, and that cuts it to 24-13. Working the perimeter. Down low again. Out. Oh, that's off the foot of Nangla. In running down the lane, and a running one-hander. And Meyer now has six. Meyer's got six. Riley Dar's got six. A three for Bros, two free throws for Thompson, and nine for Cohn. Kayla to Kira. Kira, oh, she was too far out and got deflected. She had the right idea, but just a little outside the range right now. Northland Pines, oh, a nice top pick. Rebound comes down. Kira grabs it, gets it off of Kayla. Oh, boy. Schultz, I thought, held her foot. Coach Jay handed out the instructions. Bunnell is back in with 6:55 left in the first to give Grace Ryman a break. So Bunnell will be out there with Kiskowski, the K&K kids, and Grace Lee. Pines is trying to get it in. Cross court. Kira, oh, she gave up her dribble in recovering it. Bunnell gets it to Bunnell. Bunnell's running the floor. Bunnell on the right wing. Oh, she's going to drive, puts it up. Too strong, but Kira comes down with the rebound. Gentle Hull. Back to Bunnell via Kayla. Back to Bunnell. Bunnell starts to drive. She's going to put up the one-hander. And Bunnell picks up a bucket. That cuts it to 26-15. Blue Jays have cut it to an 11-point lead with 6:11 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Gropp is about to come in. These are valuable minutes that Maya and others are there. Oh, and it's knocked away in a stay. That was knocked away from Owie. I do not want to dishonor this young lady by continuing to mispronounce her last name, so we'll go with the first name, Owie. She's playing in the low post right now. One player on the right side, three stacked on the left free throw line. Kayla goes out. Gropp comes in. There's the circle behind the screen. Oh, shucks. Brenna picks up her first personal. It was a legitimate bump, along with about 12 that haven't been called, but I digress. There's the inbounds. Pines on the left wing. Down low. Pass knocked away. Grace Lee picks it up. Gets it to Bunnell. 5:45 on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Gropp is in the low post left side. Kiskowski out to Jurovic. Jurovic back to Kiskowski to Bunnell. Oh, Bunnell gives the head fake. Doesn't get to roll. Drives the lane. Jump ball call. And let's see who's got the possession arrow now. It will be Grace Lee Hull from the right baseline. She's got to get it in. She gets it out, almost knocked away, let's see. And it's off the hand of Kiskowski. It was tipped by Riley Durr, but Kiskowski went off her fingertips. Blue Jays down by 11, 5:27 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock in the first half. There's Owie. She's driving the lane. Oh, she had it knocked away, but gets back to one of her teammates. Owie's driving the lane again. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Bunnell. Bunnell spins away in the backcourt. Gets it over to Grace Lee in the corner. Kiskowski, too strong. And let's see who's going down. So Blue Jays couldn't get a hand on the rebound. Checking back in is Thompson, and Owie checks out. Owie is a freshman, but you wouldn't know it by her play for the Eagles. There's driving down the lane again, knocked away. Bunnell gets it looking for Kiskowski. Bunnell, footwork over on the right side, driving Jurovic, pounds the pill. Kiskowski, baseline, no good. And Pines gets the rebound. Oh, now they're going to call a foul in the backcourt. Backcourt foul. And that's going to be on Grob. First personal, fourth team foul. Blue Jays have committed four, Northland Pines two that have been called. Pines gets it to Thompson on the right wing, starts to drive, shut off by Gracely Hall. There's a three from the left side, no good. Rebound comes down. Hall tries to strip her of it. Oh, yeah, Grob's going to get the foul. Second personal, fifth team foul. On the baseline. 4:20 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. It's been almost 3 minutes since Northland Pines put one down, but Blue Jays have been struggling as well. Down in low post, passed across the lane, and they're calling the jump. Grop ties up Cone, and it'll be the Blue Jays ball. Checking in right now, first time, is Aubrey Davis. Full court press. So Grop is out there with Grace Lee, Jurovic, Kiskowski. Bunnell's got to stay out of foul trouble for the next 4:15. She's got two. I'm sorry, Pines gets it back on the baseline. In the lane, dribbling. And they call another jump ball. Yeah, twice. Driving through, Dar has fallen down and no call. Bunnell gets it in from Kiskowski. Bunnell, Hull, wing left, back to Kiskowski, offset right to Bunnell. Bunnell starts to drive, shut off. Right wing, cross. Bunnell is looking, trying to get it low, but gets it to Gracely Hull. Back to Kiskowski, over to Bunnell. 3:43 left. Bunnell, Gracely, she drives, blocked. As she went across, Grop gets it, and Grop's fouled. So it'll be the Blue Jays' first trip to the Aspirus Health free throw line. And let's see who the foul is on. And that's on Brost, first personal, third team foul. Grop, two dribbles, puts it up, off the side. Aspirus Health free throw line. Grop, second. Bunnell goes out. Ryman comes back. Grop, two dribbles. Puts it up and down. It cuts it to 26-16. Kayla comes back in. Grop goes out. Grop took some valuable minutes there. Defensively, did a fine job. No score for over 3 minutes, almost four now. Pines looking for the cutter. There's Thompson. And a jump ball call as Kayla tied her up. Good, clean play. Yeah, it's a possession arrow. Belongs to Northland Pines, and here comes the substitution. Coming back in is Tatum Meyer, who's got three buckets. On the foul line, cutters. Oh, Kiskowski! Okay, young official, bad call, and he corrected it. Kudos. Kiskowski stole it, and he called the whistle, blew the whistle. It was inadvertent, and he gives the ball back with a sheepish smile. Kudos to the kid. Jurovic gets it down to Gracely Hall. In, oh, she tried to put it in to Kayla. Those bounce passes are just not working right now. Pines back, three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Kiskowski gets it to Ryman. Ryman looking for Gracely Hall going down the left side. Gets it to Kiskowski. Kiskowski to Gracely. Back to Kiskowski. Working the perimeter. Long three, yes! Ryman has two RBI threes. That cuts it to 26. And they're going for a 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. The Blue Jays have closed it to a 7-point gap with 2:40 left on our Dragons Daggers and game clock. Going down low, putting it off the glass. No good. Jurovic pulls it down. Meyer couldn't put it down. Kaskowski to Ryman. Ryman for another three. No good. Rebound comes down to Cone. Cone can bring it up as well. Gal has it knocked away by Kira. Back to Cone. Driving. Oh, that was a moving screen. No call. Driving. Kick out. There's the jumper. No good. Rebound comes down. Ryman grabs it. Short jump shot baseline right. Ryman. And she's going to go solo. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Minute 57 left. Pounding the pavement right now. Rylan Dar. Dar puts up a jumper. And good. Dar's got eight. 28-19, a steal by Dar, no good, rebound. Blue Jays get the ball back. Kira gets it up to Kaskowski. Kaskowski down low, Ryman, no good, too strong. Jurovic makes sure she doesn't get called for the foul. Pounding the pill, driving, kicking it across, back three from the corner, no good. And getting it underneath. A nice layup by Rylan Dar, and that's 30-19. So that quickly, it goes from 7 back to 11. Out there right now is Robin. Robin, Kaskowski has it knocked away. Gets it from to down to the right corner to Jurovic. Back to Ryman. Ryman for three. No good. It was a good open look. And Grace, to her credit, just shakes it off and goes. Kaskowski goes out. Schultz comes in. 53.2 on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Northland Pines up by 11, but the Blue Jays cut it to 7. Pines on a 4-0 run. Driving down Cone. And it's knocked away by Jurovic. She's trying to go 1-on-2. She holds it up. Gets it to Robin. Clairvaux to Robin. Down to Jurovic. Jurovic for three. Oh, the rim gods were unkind on that one. 26 seconds left. Thrown too long, and the Blue Jays will get it back. That one was knocked away by the rim gods. Jurovic had a good look on the three. Full court pressure by the Pines. Ryman gets it. Trying to not dribble through too much traffic. 18 seconds left. Ryman, yeah, they're going to call on the block there. Aubrey Davis, first personal, fourth called foul. Jurovic will inbound it baseline left. Left free throw line stack. Jurovic gets it into Robin. To Ryman for three. Oh, kiss the rim. 10 seconds left. Riley Dar takes it in, kicks it out. There's the jumper. No good. And with 2.2 seconds left, Blue Jays will inbound it. This will be a three if anybody can hit it. And it's stolen away on the inbounds. And, oh, putting it up, driving the baseline, having stolen it, was Meyer, but no good. And we will go to the half with the Northland Pines Eagles leading the Blue Jays 30-19. We'll be back with our Nicolet Bank at the Half show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions
from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side. And if you're looking for Jeff, he's probably at the crusher.
And welcome back to our Nicolet Bank at the Half show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank, downtown Merrill. It's the half, and Northland Pines had jumped out, excuse me, to an early lead by 10 points. Blue Jays cut it to 26-19, and then saw a 4-0 run by a very strong Northland Pines squad. The Blue Jays saw 10 two-pointers for the Eagles, two threes, 4-for-4 from the free throw line for their 30 points, 8 points for Dar on four buckets, 9 points on two twos, a three and 2-for-2 from the free throw line for Cohn, a three for Brost, three buckets down low for Tatum. So that's the 30 points. Thompson with the two free throws, Dar with 8, Cohn with 9, Brost with 3, and 6 for Meyer. We'll be back after this with the numbers for the Blue Jays. You're listening to the Nicolet Bank at the Half show on Blue Jay, WJMT, and WJMTFM.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill, 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in. The team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to our Nicolet Bank at the Half show, brought to you exclusively by Nicolet Bank Downtown Merrill. For the Blue Jays, they only had one trip to the Spira's Health free throw line, and they ended up with six twos, two threes, and that accounted for the 19 points with one for two from the Aspire Cell free throw line. That got Maya Grob her 1 point. Two on a bucket for Jurovic. Kira Clairvaux with a couple nice buckets from the low post. She got four. Ava Schulte with a bucket for two. A bucket for Bunnell. A bucket for Kiskowski. And 2 3-pointers for Grace Ryman. So the Blue Jays are down by 11. No foul trouble. Grop did pick up two, and Bunnell had to sit for a while with two. See Grace Lee over there talking to someone at the officials' table as she checks back in. She is frustrated. She has not had the looks that she had Tuesday night in Lakeland, and frankly, the play has been called just as loosely, to use the nicest word as possible, as it was Tuesday night. Younger crew, but they're letting a lot of physical play go. And so four fouls on Pines, Brost with one, Davis with one, Dar, Riley with two. Five for the Blue Jays, Jurovic one, Grop and Bunnell two apiece. So the Blue Jays, of course, going as you're watching left to right, south, or I should say east-west. I got my directions backwards. First half it was west to east, east-west. So going west will be your Blue Jays. Northland Pines got the same starters out there. Dar. Meyer, Brost, and Cohn. Same five for the Blue Jays. They had the ball. Kayla has it wing right. She's directing some traffic. Jurovic steps out beyond the volleyball line. Kaskowski sets the screen. Grace Lee looking. Ryman trying not to give it away. Grace Lee can't get any distance. No separation. Kaskowski to Ryman. Ryman's too far out. She's at the volleyball line into Kayla. Right side, Jurovic for three. No good. Rebound comes down. Ryman puts it off the glass. No good. Too hard. A nice spin round move. Good play, just too strong. Pines, 17-10 left in regulation, up by 11. Right wing, Brost. Gets it over to Dar. Dar goes underneath. Putting up the hook, in and out. Ball comes down to Hull. Putting that one down was Ryan Dar. Ryman out beyond volleyball. Kayla, she's going to drive. Got to get, they're going to call the double dribble. Oh, no, they're going to call a jump ball, and it'll go to Pines. Kayla not happy. Grace Lee gives her a pat on the back, gets a smile out of her. That's Grace Lee. She picks up everybody on this team. Moving around the circle, trying to get it down low. Kaskowski cuts the passing lane and then loses it on the dribble. But it was an excellent defensive play. She just had no opportunity to get control of the ball. Excellent work by the Blue Jays cutting those passing lanes. Defense has been good both ways. There goes in. Ryland puts it up. No good. Too strong. Another shot off the glass. No good. Oh, look at that save for Pines. And now losing it. They're calling the jump. Blue Jays get it back. Kayla Clairvaux with a nice defensive play there. Pines is going full court. Ryman gets it. Gets it back to Kaskowski. Over to Jurovic. Jurovic in the forecourt to Hull. Hull to Clairvaux. Oh! The right play and the ball gets knocked away. And Pines goes down. That was the right play. No good on the drive by Cohn. She's got nine. Clairvaux comes down with it. Ryman kicks it up. And Hull. It was off of Hull's hands. She tried to save it, but there was nobody at the baseline. Coach Jay trying to figure out how to help him. Again, the Blue Jays are getting out of their rhythm and getting rushed going up court. They've got to control the tempo. Pines working the perimeter. Dar gets it knocked away. Oh, my. Called from behind. Jurovic. From my vantage point, clean. Official was behind the play. Kira comes in. Jurovic goes out. Inbounds. Meyer loses it. Ryman with the steal. Ryman's trying to dribble out of it. Moves it down. Right side, Kaskowski. We got the Twin Towers, K&K kids in there. Kayla trying to get it, and she gets it to Hull, back to Ryman. Ryman on the right side, Kaskowski. Over to Hull, left wing. Oh! That was the cleanest knockaway they've had. Kira comes high, Kayla goes low. Hull gets it to Kayla. Kayla trying to dribble. Can't get free. Gets shut off. Has it knocked away. It stays Blue Jay ball. Kayla out there at the three-point line is not in the position to do her best as she does down in the block. Kira came high, and she was out on the wing, and she gets it for inbounds. Gets it. Oh, there was the pass cut through, and putting it in on the layup. Meyer, she's got eight. It was again cutting the passing lane, and there it goes again. Down in the lane, left side, off the foot, and which way is it going? It's going to stay Pine's ball. 14:23 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. 32-19. Kiskowski goes out. Alexander comes in for Pines, and going out is Meyer. Alexander's probably 5'2" to 5'4". The spud web of Pines. There's a three. No good. Rebound. Caleb.